a praise God. Kingdom of God has come on earth.
This is Our God Reigneth broadcast with Priest King Olutomole Universe, the Another Comforter, preaching the gospel of the descended throne of the kingdom of heaven on earth and inviting all nations and people to abide therein for their safety from the wrath and vengeance of God now upon the whole earth. Why should you perish? God bless you for watching.
A very, very wonderful welcome to all your friends and brethren out there. I have a special message for my people and this generation. And it is all about God's salvation. Where is God's salvation today? See, where is God's salvation? Because from the look of things, you find that you have entered into a time and a period of stringent calamity. Time of great trouble. Time of great devastation and judgment of God. The text I'm using is the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. It says, God is a stronghold in times of trouble. Praise God, somebody. God is a stronghold in times of trouble. So I think this is just all what we have need of at this perilous time in which we have been taught. And I realize that people don't really understand what God's salvation is all about. Salvation is not about making success in business. Salvation is not about excelling in your educational career or the attainment of a university degree, or it's not an academic issue. Salvation is not about having success in your marriage, your mental life. Salvation is not about all that. Salvation is not about miracles. Salvation is not about seeking prosperity, because the whole human race is entrenched in materialism. Salvation is not about that. How can I find salvation? It is our urgent need at this perilous time. It's our urgent need. Salvation is not about prayer or fasting. No, that's not salvation. Now, we want to go to the Bible. We're going to tell us what salvation is all about. And where we can find this salvation. Where we can find it. Because most people are beating about the bush. They set up churches. They set up religious centers, medical centers, redemption centers, and all that. Where? The Bible says, God is our stronghold. In times of trouble, where can we find that stronghold? Oh, God. If someone else in question, where can we find that stronghold? Now, let us go straight to Revelation chapter 7, verse 10.
Revelation 7 verse 10, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which seated upon the throne, and unto the Lamb.
The Bible says, salvation belongs to God that sits upon his throne. Our God reigneth.
He reigneth.
Salvation belongs to God that sits upon his throne, and unto the Lamb forever. Amen. So friend and brethren, I want you to see, to understand where you want to seek your salvation. It belongs to God. And it's not just mere God, the God that sits upon his throne and of the Lamb. So if you want salvation, you just have to look up, not down. Salvation is nowhere and anywhere under heaven. It says, upon the throne of God, salvation must come from above, not from mother spirits, the waters. It must come from above.
Yes.
Salvation belongs to God and sits upon his throne. But we want to ask this question, you know? Salvation. So salvation that comes from God is not salvation from hunger. It's not salvation from poverty. It's not from material blessing. And it's not salvation from sin. Christ has accomplished that some 2,000 years ago. Then sin found the world to be. Salvation is not from healing, from sickness. God has saved me. I almost died in that sickness. That's not salvation. Salvation of God means escape. An escape from God's judgment. Escape! Escape from sudden destruction. Escape from this type of pandemic we talk about. Such terrible things that God has brought upon the world. That is salvation. You are successful. You are rich. You are not poor. That's your salvation. Right. I give you an example of God's salvation. In the Bible, Christ predicted in the book of Luke chapter 17 verse 26, it says, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was, come on, read it.
Luke 17:26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. 27. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all.
All right, Christ is teaching us about what is implied by God's own salvation. The days of Noah were time and season. When God was bringing his judgment and devastation upon the dead world. So that's, I'm talking about what is God's salvation. So it's an escape or preservation from God's judgment. Not escape from just road accidental. See, road accidental, people are escaping road accidental, fire disaster. All this are not, I'm talking about God's judgment. Right? So Christ by himself explained to us what is implied by salvation. So as men, God provided salvation by the hand of Noah from that devastation. When everything was destroyed, man, mansion, hills, mountains. But only those that took their abode in the ark of Noah that escaped destruction. So Christ says, so shall it be now. Now, what is that salvation in our own time? Would you like to know?
Yes.
What is our salvation? What is the stronghold that God has provided for us? That is the entire. We have heard about Noah. God provided, he said, Noah, go and build a boat made of gopher tree, gopher wood, other stuff. What is it that God has provided for us here at this same time? I've said it time of clear. It's not religion, it's not church, it's not whatever. So what is it? What salvation is it that God has provided? The book of Revelation will help us at this time. Turn your Bible to Revelation chapter 12 verse 10.
Revelation 12 verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Amen. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.
Praise God.
Our God reigneth.
This is the testimony of the holy angels. This is the testimony of the holy angels. Say, now is salvation. Read one by one.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven.
He heard a loud voice because God must reveal where his salvation is. I said, God must reveal.
Oh, yes.
Let us go talk about salvation. So I'm saved. Say, from where? Is it from destruction? Is it from the vengeance of God? Like in days of Noah? So now the Bible is teaching and telling us, revealing to us, where that salvation is. Yes, it says now is salvation. Say that now.
Now is salvation.
See, that's time for everything, like I've said.
Yes.
Salvation has not been existed anywhere in the world. But now, as I speak, I am a little one.
Yes.
I am the other comforter.
Yes.
I'm out to tell you where to find your comfort. See, now is salvation. Yes.
And strength. And the kingdom of our God.
Yes, and strength. What do you mean by strength? It's so strength of the inner soul. Because everybody's afraid, everybody's timid. There's fear here, fear of this. But when you understand God's salvation, you have strength of the soul. Because you've not been wandering anywhere or running at us together. Yes?
And the kingdom of our God.
He's talking about where you can find salvation. He said, and the kingdom of our God. Say that now.
And the kingdom of our God.
Yes, where God says his salvation abides. Yes?
And the power of his Christ.
And the power of his Christ. Write it down. I want you to write it down. It is the Bible revealing to us where what is meant by God's salvation. It's the Bible that is talking about where you can find God's salvation. And the Bible is not directing us to go and pray, but to go and fast. It says, salvation is come. So for you to know, the salvation we're talking about has come, and now is salvation. Then it said, and the kingdom of our God, which means the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth, is the very salvation which God has now established on earth.
Oh, yes.
And God in it.
Really?
The Bible says, now it's called. Not it will come. Now, it's talking about salvation. And specifically, the Bible says, and the kingdom of our God.
Yes.
That interprets that. The kingdom of God is not, and the salvation is not in any religion.
Okay.
If you even you go all over the world to gather all religions together, you call it whatever name, I tell you today there's no salvation there.
Oh, yes.
Call it whatever you like. You call it pandemic, you call it one world religion, you call it new humanism. I say salvation belongs to God and his kingdom of our God. So if anybody has need of God's salvation, I'm talking about God's salvation.
Yes.
I'm talking about God's salvation.
Oh, yes.
The God of heaven has provided it. He says, kingdom of God, it's kingdom of our God. Number two. And
the power of his Christ.
Praise God.
Our God reigns.
Now, let me explain to you, my people. So, the kingdom of God is what you have been listening to the gospel of it that it has descended. And I am the recipient. I'm the Son of Man. The another Son of Man taken to the highest heaven. before the Ancient of Days, according to Daniel chapter 7:13. You must know the scriptures, my people. You must know the source of this kingdom of God on earth.
Daniel 7, verse 13. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Verse 14. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed.
So it is not a question of who is going to heaven to bring down the kingdom.
Yes.
The Son of Man, the only Tomole.
Yes.
And this is the thing that has taken place right on earth. It's recorded in our vision book.
Yes.
On the month of June, 1989, was lifted up and led by the hand of an angel before the Ancient of Days, where I received seven divine laws and the scepter of rulership on the 30th July 89. So the kingdom we talk about has descended.
This
one is to be revealed in the realm of prophecy.
Yes.
Or in the something that exists in the imagination of the human heart of man is now a visible, concrete reality.
Yes.
So if you want to be saved from all these catastrophic events that it commands on earth, come right now to the kingdom of God. There is the salvation, according to the scriptures.
Yes.
Then the Bible says, and the power of his Christ. What is meant by that? Power of his Christ. What is the power of Christ? Do you want to know?
Yes.
This is explaining to you and taking you to the book of Revelation chapter 5, verse 6.
Revelation 5, verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth.
Now this is the power of Christ.
Amen.
These are the seven spirits of Christ now from the throne that has been sent into all the world. To do what? To provide solace, comfort, protection, guidance to all generation of suffering believers, the Jew, the Christians, the Muslims, the Buddhists. This is the work of the seven spirits of God. That is the power of Christ, and on earth now is the seven spirits sent to all the world.
Yes. And God reigneth.
These two things are what you require for your salvation at this end time. There's no other thing.
Yes.
I take you to the scriptures. You must know.
Yes.
The Bible says God is our stronghold.
Yes.
In time of trouble. Where is that stronghold? That's what I'm saying. It's not just quoting the Bible. Where is that stronghold? Where is it located? The Bible in Revelation says, in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ.
Hallelujah.
Our God reigns.
Yes.
We are saved already.
Amen.
Now the truth has come to you.
Yes.
Well, and you know, you see, this kingdom of God was not set it up in Spain or in South Korea. Yeah, on America, but on the soil of Black Africa.
Hallelujah.
Nigeria.
Tremendous.
The most populous nation in Black Africa.
Hallelujah.
Black Africa. Here you have the kingdom of God. I am the king and the ruler. I am the recipient of your kingdom.
Yes.
you find the dagger of the scepter of rulership in my hand. Right. Christ has promised all that. Revelation chapter 2:26. Christ has promised all that. I just wanted to come to the knowledge of all the truth in it.
Revelation 2:26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations.
He will give somebody, not Jesus again.
No.
He's going to give somebody what?
Powers over the nations.
Rulership over all the nations. I am not only universe.
Yes.
I say I am not only universe.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Read the Bible and listen to what I'm saying. Yes?
27. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father.
You see, as Christ has received this authority, but like I've said, he did not accomplish it on earth.
Oh,
yes. He has ascended.
Yes.
Without fulfilling. But he has now sent, you see, the restorer, the another comforter,
yes,
the successor.
Yes.
You see, to accomplish that, you see, as I have received. So he's talking about somebody.
Mm.
So you don't have to be searching for that somebody. I'm declaring myself. Mm. I am that somebody.
Yes.
I am that somebody.
Yes.
You have, see, this is the scepter of iron.
Yeah.
That is to destroy all sinfulness
in
people's life.
Amen.
As many that to bring my voice and come to the kingdom, they'll be pushed of all out of sickness. Right now, what I'm saying is that you have made of God's salvation.
Yes.
And the Bible has pointed to you where that stronghold, like it was in the days of now. What is repeating? What he has done in past generation.
Mm.
So the salvation we talk about is the kingdom of God and the power of Christ. Now combined, given unto tomorrow. So this salvation is the ark of salvation. It's the place of refuge.
Yes.
Which God has put in place on earth now. For the preservation of as many that come within the range of my activity.
Yes.